genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brains.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Every show has a theme. Today's theme is how to be extraordinary. Now, my next guest, get this, believes that nearly 50% of all small business owners know absolutely nothing about social media. They may be missing the biggest opportunity they have to thrive in this economy. If you're a small business owner or if you're interested in social media, you can join the conversation by calling us at 639-0008, 639-0008, or area code 805-639-0008. Conrad Hall is a former carpenter turned copywriter turned internet marketing guru. His latest book is titled Friends, Followers, and Customer Evangelists, the 2010 Business Owner's Guide to Social Media. It's a compendium of useful information that every small business owner needs to know about social marketing. Conrad, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure, and thank you for being here. Right away, what piqued my interest is what you said about Facebook. Now, yesterday we had on David Kirkpatrick. He's written the definitive book on Facebook, the history of it, and its founder, Mark Zuckerberg. But your position is that Facebook for small business owners is somewhat contrarian. You claim Facebook should never be the center of your online marketing mix. Why is that?
The primary reason is because you don't own it.
I don't own it, okay.
You want a site that you own and you control to be the center of what you're doing online. So you take your website or your blog site, you make that the center of what you're doing. If you get traffic from Facebook, Twitter, Library Thing, Meetup, any of the social media sites out there, you want to drive it to your site, the site that you own and control. And the primary reason for that is if anything ever goes wrong, if there's ever any kind of complaint that somebody files, the other sites need to protect themselves, and so they're just going to reach out and click turn you off.
Mm.
And it can be anything. It can be something that's just not justified, but the site needs to protect itself. Now, the other reason for Facebook and why I say you should steer clear of them is that over the last 3 years, they've changed their terms of service 3 times.
That's right.
Once each year. It's created incredible bad feeling among the users of Facebook, and none of the changes they've made have been good for business. They've been bad for business owners. So you need to stay away from that realm. It's just, it's not something you own and control, not something you really have any input on. If you put a presence there, think of it as your store display window. It's there to grab attention and pull people back to the site that you own and control, and that's the important point.
Oh, that's very interesting. Now, Conrad, is Facebook in general a good medium for distributing content?
Facebook is a great medium for distributing content. They have a lot of features. They have video. They have you can put audio stuff on there, photographs, obviously exchange text.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fantastic realm for being social and interacting. But here's an example from the nation's restaurant news. They do a survey, obviously, for restaurant owners every year. And they survey both owners and customers. And this year, they obviously asked about social media. They found that right now, I think it was 61% of restaurant owners are actively marketing on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Only 8% of customers care. So there's a lot of folks out there who are putting time and energy into this medium to say, hey, here we are, come pay attention to us, listen to us, when their audience isn't there listening. And that's the key to all of your marketing, whether it be social media, an ad in the newspaper, anything you're doing as a marketer, anything you're doing to promote your business. Take a little bit of time to just go and talk to your customers and say, hey, you know, are you on Facebook and what do you do there? Because generally, people are on Facebook either interacting with their friends or playing video games.
All right. We're talking to Conrad Hall, everybody. He's the author of a wonderful new book. It's titled Friends, Followers, and Customer Evangelists. Also a little bit contrarian in his views about marketing and in particular about Facebook. One of the things that you say in your book and in your other marketing material is that Facebook itself doesn't understand social media. Now, that's kind of an odd statement. Conrad, what do you mean by that?
They just don't get it. They came along and they put Google-style ads onto their site.
Mm-hmm.
And called that social media marketing. Like, hello. All it is, when you look, whether it be a Google AdWords ad on the right-hand side of your results page on somebody's site or a Facebook ad on Facebook itself, all this is jazzed up 21st century interruption marketing.
All right. Now, what do you mean by interruption marketing, in case some of our listeners don't know?
Absolutely. I'm on Facebook, and I'm interacting from friends that I've met at a conference or friends from the local Rotary Club or whatever, and I have to interrupt what I'm doing to go over here to the right-hand side of the page and go, oh, here's an ad about whatever. Maybe related to what I'm doing, maybe not. So I have to be interrupted just to read the ad, and then if I click on it, obviously it's going to take me to another page somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm consistently being interrupted in what I do. Social media is all about relationship marketing. You want to have a conversation with people. You want to engage them in conversation. You want to do something like stand on the street corner and say, hey, I think Facebook is poopy, and get people to come and talk to you. Or you want to say, you know what, I've had diabetes for 15 years, and I went to this Diabetes Association site, and I read through their materials, and I now have my diabetes under control. People are going to come and start talking to you, and mm-hmm. they're going to say, where did you find this information? What is this Diabetes Association? You want to get people talking to you. You want it to become part of their natural, everyday activities, because things we do every day, we do every day. Things that we get interrupted to do are generally things we associate with, you know, doing the dishes, walking the dog, cleaning up after the dog, things that aren't especially positive.
Unpleasant, unpleasant things. All right. Well, I get that. Now, most business people today are just starting to dip their toes into the water of social media marketing. And you quote an interesting statistic, 47% of business owners can't use social media. Wow. What do you mean by that? What's really preventing owners, business owners, from using social media to their advantage?
What's keeping folks back is just a lack of knowledge. They don't know what to do. For example, folks get to Facebook and they're confronted with this massive site with 600 million people on it, and they're overwhelmed. Or they go to a site like LinkedIn and they look at it and they see all this stuff to fill in for their profile, and they go, oh gosh, you know, I didn't come here prepared to do this. And so they go away. They can't get over that initial oomph, that initial hump of getting the things done. Now, here are two important things. One, it really is a small initial hump. Once you get your profiles done, and the best one to do is Twitter. If you need a sense of victory, go to Twitter. You'll be able to create your profile in 90 seconds, and you're going to feel good about being able to do it. Now, here's the other thing. To help you get over that hump, go to a site, and this by far is the most powerful site available to small business owners. It's the best possible site you can think of, you can reach out to for getting started. It's called meetup.com, meetup.com.
All right, I've heard of Meetup. What makes that so special?
Well, the wonderful thing about it is primarily that everyone who's on that site is oriented to walking out the door, down the street, and going to a live event. So if you're a local business owner, you want, well, which would you want? Would you want a crowd of 600 million people that like to sit alone in their rooms and play video games and share photographs? Or would you like a crowd of people that are already oriented to walking out their door, down the street, and into your store? That's a pretty easy one.
Well, okay, expand on that for me, Conrad. We're talking to Conrad Hall, everybody, author of a new book on social media marketing. But tell me about Meetup. Why do I want to hook up with people there and drive them to my business? I mean, besides the obvious, I want to get people in the door.
Sure.
What makes that so special?
Well, let's take it back just a step, because we're looking at folks who are saying, you know, I would just like to get started. I'd just like to ask a few questions. Fantastic. Go to Meetup, and Meetup functions in any given location within a maximum of 100 miles. And you can do searches for 10, 25, 50 miles. What you want to do is just put into their search box social media. And what it's going to do is come up with all the meetups related to social media.
Okay.
Pick one, go to it. You're going to meet lots of other folks just like you, business owners who are curious and who are interested and want to learn. Plus, you're going to meet people just like me, who in a very secure, very comfortable setting, it might be a pub, it might be a bowling alley, it might be a library. You can just sit down, have a conversation, and ask your questions, and get started that way. Because we're all familiar with social networking. You know, we walk out to a meeting, whether it be Rotary or Lions Club or whatever it is, walk out, shake somebody's hand, and say, "Hi, I'm Conrad. How are you?" So it's a comfortable learning environment.
Exactly. Now let me. I'm thinking back on Meetup. I'm not a regular user of Meetup.com. However, there's something sticking in the back of my mind that I have to pay to use Meetup. Is this a pay site?
Well, here's the way it works. Just to go and search, obviously, is free. To join the site and participate in Meetups is free. And if you decide that you want to be an organizer, then there's a cost involved. And it's, you know, hold on to your hats, folks. This is a big one. This one's going to cost you $72 a year, $6 a month.
$6 a month. Hmm.
And you can host as many meetups as you want. The really nice thing is that they have it integrated with PayPal and Eventbrite and other systems like that. So that if you're doing something that you, for example, I was speaking at a Rotary Club this morning, and they're having their annual fundraiser coming up. So they could put their event there as a meetup, and they have raffle tickets. So they could put an extra little button there that says, "Hey, buy one of the raffle tickets." And when you click on that, it goes to PayPal and processes the transaction for you. So you don't need a merchant account. You don't need all that stuff set up. Meetup helps you get that done.
We're talking to Conrad Hall, everybody, social media marketing expert. We're just talking about Meetup.com. Conrad, before we get into a commercial break, and we do have to take a short commercial break, one of the interesting terms that you came up with in the book is the glocal wave. That's G-L-O-C-A-L wave. What is the glocal wave, and why should small businesses care about it?
Well, they should care because a little itty-bitty tiny little company called Google is putting a lot of energy and a lot of resources into developing services targeted specifically at small business owners to make the internet more accessible, more usable, more profitable for them. And glocal, the word, is a combination of global and local. So what we do is we take global tools, all these social media sites like YouTube, LinkedIn, Library Thing, Meetup, and all the power that they have, and we harness them as local business owners for one really simple purpose. We are the economic engine of every economy around the world, and it's time that this great big powerful thing called the internet started serving us.
All right, we're talking to Conrad Hall, everybody, a social media marketing expert. We've got to take a short break. When we come back, though, Conrad, I want to ask you, what is the golden trio of social marketing? Don't answer that now. Answer it when we come back after this short break.
And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What? Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank. You're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ AM 1400 or streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. Today's theme is how to be extraordinary, and we have a very knowledgeable guest, Conrad Hall, who's teaching us how to be extraordinary online with some great social media marketing tips. Before we went to commercial, Conrad, I posed the question to you, what is the golden trio of social marketing? What do you mean by that?
Yes. Well, the golden trio are the three biggest players in the arena: Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And here's a particularly good use for Facebook, and it goes with LinkedIn. Go there and complete your profile. I mean, go all the way through everything and finish it. The reason for that on Facebook is they make excellent use of keywords. So when you get into your hobbies and your interests and all that sort of stuff, let's say one of your hobbies is bass fishing.
Okay.
Type bass fishing, comma, and then something about it. The reason for the comma is what separates keywords.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go back later and look at your profile, you'll be able to see that if you hover over bass fishing, it gets highlighted. If you click on it, it then does a search throughout Facebook for everything related to bass fishing. Now, the reason this is useful to a business owner is it is keywords 101. Keywords are the basis of getting good rankings on the internet, and so going through it and just doing that exercise of filling in your profile and making a point of using the keywords is going to give you that practice, it's going to give you that introduction in what is really a very safe, social, wonderful environment for meeting friends and catching up with folks.
Okay, now how does that tie into LinkedIn, Conrad?
Well, LinkedIn, in the other direction, when you do your profile, is all about you and your business. So it's more about your education. It's more about the things that you've done in your work life. Facebook, obviously, is more the social end. Think of LinkedIn as your curriculum vitae. It's your great big resume. So by the time you finish both profiles, and I mean finish, fill in everything you absolutely can, you take all of that information, and you have everything you need to ever join any other social media site in existence. It's going to give you a fantastic resource, and in my experience, when I did mine, and I sat down and I started looking at these questions and thinking, oh, wow, yeah, what did I do here? What did I do there? It really opened up my mind to, hey, you know what? I have a little bit of experience. I have a little bit of knowledge, and wow, I actually have some hobbies.
We're talking to Conrad Hall, everybody, and we're just discussing the golden trio of social media marketing. Conrad, help me to understand Twitter. I really don't get it. I'm old school, perhaps, but Twitter's out there. Everybody's so hot on Twitter. Is Twitter a flash in the pan, or is this really going to be something that is going to be useful for local business owners? And if so, how?
Well, it already is useful for both local and far-reaching business owners. I'll give an example. Jim Turner is a friend of mine and a copywriter.
Mm-hmm.
The only way he advertises is through the Golden Trio, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and he spends 85% of his time on Twitter.
85?
Here's the key, 85%. Wow. That's where he gets most of his customers, is through Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great tool for being able to communicate with people, and here's the key to any social media site, especially to Twitter, but any social media site, this applies. When you're going online and you're going to get involved in a site, involve your customers. Talk to them. Tell them, hey, I'm a dentist, and I'm going to go online and I'm going to start putting out information about dentistry. Or even better, Tom Wagner, who's the PR director at Florida Aquarium.
Okay.
I've spoken with him several times. We've done interviews together and that sort of stuff. That's exactly what he did. He went to a conference, heard about Twitter, and had no idea what to do. So he went on to Twitter, started sending out little tidbits of information about conservation, things to do with ocean health and animal health in the oceans, and things going on at the aquarium. And then he started with talking to all the people that come to the aquarium, saying, is the stuff I'm putting out here useful to you? Do you like this? Is there something you would like in addition to this? And as he got feedback, he tailored what he was sending out to suit what his audience wanted. That's the key. Start with your audience. Think of social media as a pond. You are the stone. And your customers, the people you already have a relationship with, are the first ripples. As they start to move and they start to take action and they interact with you, that movement is going to attract other people to come in and interact with you and create more ripples out onto the pond.
I like that analogy. We're talking to Conrad Hall, everybody. He's the author of the book Friends, Followers, and Customer Evangelists, the 2010 Business Owner's Guide to Social Media. And I've got to ask you, if social media is out there, it's so prevalent, everybody's sort of dipping their toes into the water, Conrad. What's the biggest stumbling block to business owners getting started in social media?
The single biggest stumbling block is that knowledge factor. People look at it and they just think, oh, I don't know. And I'll tell you what, you're a business owner. You're a great example, Bill. You have conversations with people every single day, right?
That's right.
That's social media. Social media is having a conversation with your customers. And every single person in business already knows how to do that. So when you pick a site, and go ahead and pick LinkedIn or Facebook. You know, not great for business as far as Facebook is concerned. LinkedIn is fantastic for business.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, go to Facebook. Don't even bother with your business. Just go to Facebook and get a profile, interact with a few people, and get an idea of how it works. Put up a couple of pictures. Maybe shoot a video of the dog playing in the yard. Post that to Facebook. It's a nice, safe, easy environment. It's a place where you can experiment and post things up just on a personal level before you go out and do things for your business. Get comfortable with it. Get using it. And then start doing things for your business. And again, I highly recommend going to Meetup, meetup.com. Type in social media. Find two or three meetups in your area. Go to them. Sit down and have conversations with other people who are in the same spot as you. Get some feedback. Get some support. And find folks like me at those meetups who can answer some of the more difficult questions.
I think that that's good advice. We're talking to Conrad Hall, everybody. Conrad, business people are so concerned with measurements and everything else. You know, James Wanamaker, the great retail giant of the early 20th century, said, 50% of my ad dollars are wasted. I just don't know which 50% that is. Measuring advertising has always been problematic. And how has that changed with social media? Are there good measures of return on investment for your social media?
Absolutely. And like any marketing project, any marketing effort, the first place you start is, what do I want to accomplish? Now, social media, it actually gets easy to answer that question because social media is for lead generation. Please, please, please avoid selling on social media. People are going to get a little unhappy over that.
Okay.
Okay, but say, by all means, send them to your site. Give them good, useful information that's going to make them interested in wanting to hear more from you. And they'll go back to your site, and that's where you can do sales. When you're on social media, tracking it is hugely easy because you're online. Everything online is tracked already. If you have a Gmail account, and if you don't, they're free, go get one, because as soon as you have a Gmail account, you can connect Google Analytics to every site you use. So you connect it to your business site or your business blog site, and as everybody comes into your site, you're tracking where they came from. So if today, for example, you have 50,000 visitors to KKZZ.
At least that many.
Absolutely. You can go into Google Analytics, and it's going to break it up for you. Let's say, and actually, let's make it easy for math, and let's do 100,000, because then I could just divide it up by 10.
There you go.
So you got 100,000 people came to this site. And the first thing you notice is that 10,000 of them came from Google. That means they did a search, they found you, and they came from there. And then you see that about 60,000 of them came from this cluster of different kinds of sites. And you look at those and you go, oh, wow, there's Conrad's site. And, oh, there's another guy's site that was on the show. And, oh, there's somebody else's site. So all of a sudden you're realizing that a great big piece of your traffic is coming from the guests simply being social, simply doing what we all do naturally, and talking about, hey, I'm on AM 1400 KKZZ today. Here's the URL. Here's the site to go to so you can listen. And you're getting all that traffic through. It's going to break it down. If you had one person come to you from some remote site that takes three connections to get back to you, Google Analytics is going to find that one person and tell you where they came from.
Hmm.
It gets that finely detailed.
It sounds fascinating. I love Google Analytics. I've got it on my website. I think that it is great. We've only got about a minute left, Conrad. And in the Golden Trio, which is Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, you didn't include a fourth one, which is YouTube. So tell me, is YouTube a good site for social media? Why or why not?
YouTube is a fantastic site. And what I'm going to suggest people do is YouTube is terrific. With it, I'd like people to go and look at Tube Mogul. TubeMogul.com.
Yes.
The reason for that is TubeMogul actually will distribute your video content out to, at last count, I think it was 23 sites, including YouTube.
So it's an aggregator, or it is
a... Exactly. It's an aggregator. It distributes your content out for you. So you have a video, you're going to put it on your site, you grab a little two-minute segment of it, and you want to distribute it out to a bunch of sites, including YouTube. You put it into TubeMogul, and TubeMogul distributes it for you. Plus, TubeMogul has the fields built right in to do the search engine optimization for your videos. So it gets done when you send it out. And here's a cool thing about YouTube. When it comes to how-to searches, mm-hmm. how to get something done,
yes.
Last year, YouTube skyrocketed past Google for how-to searches.
Interesting. Very interesting. We've got just a couple of seconds left. It's been great. Now, where can people find your book, Friends, Followers, and Customer Evangelists?
The best places are the big three, again, that trio sort of thing, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Borders. They can also check out Social Media Cheap and Easy on webtalkradio.net. It's there, as well as I do interviews with folks every week, and there's lots of useful free content there for them to listen to.
Great. Conrad, it has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, Billy. It's been wonderful.
Take care now. And that brings us to the end of another show. You've been listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. Join me every day, Monday through Friday, here at 10 o'clock on KKZZ AM 1400, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Coming up next is Living Your Inspired Life with Susan Burrell. We end the show by saying, go out and be the change you want to see in the world.